Well, our very own Philippa Hitchin is in the Holy Land with bishops from North America, England and Wales as part of their annual pilgrimage in support of the Christian communities there. Philippa joins us now live on the line from the Tantur Ecumenical Institute, which is right beside the Israeli security barrier which divides Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Good evening, Philippa.
Hello, Ima.
Philippa, you heard there the Israeli ambassador speaking about why Israel is carrying out the ground incursion into Gaza. In speaking to the local church leaders during your visit so far, have they had anything to say regarding Israel's justification of their actions?
Yes, Ima, speaking to both the local churches and the visiting church leaders here, the bishops from Europe and North America, they all admit that this conflict has extremely deep roots, but their focus, their priority right now must be the immediate end to all the violence, they say, and the safe passage of humanitarian relief to those who desperately need it. Pope Benedict himself also spelled out very clearly the church's view and the church's message to both Israel and to Hamas, that violence and military solutions simply are never the answer. They cannot bring the peace and security that ordinary people here really want. So the first priority for these visiting bishops would be to urge their own governments to pressure Israel and Hamas to stop the bombings and the rocket attacks. Yes, Hamas may be using civilian locations, mosques, hospitals as military bases, which is completely unacceptable. But I understand today that Israeli radio said of the 900 or so dead in Gaza, about 400 are Hamas fighters. We'll do the math. That also leaves around 500 civilian men, women, and children. So rather than talking about proportionality, the question is forcing both sides to respect international laws and conventions about civilian protection. The second concern here, particularly for the local church leaders, is how to move forward from the current conflict. And this, of course, is a much more difficult problem in a way, since you'll find a different answer from almost each different person you speak to. And we've heard many viewpoints today from diplomats and religious leaders alike. An increasing number seem to believe the more moderate elements within Hamas, and there are different elements within that group, must be part of the solution. Most people here also believe firmly that Israel has to make some concessions to improve life for Palestinians, both in Gaza and the West Bank. I talked today to the Latin patriarch, the head of the church here, Archbishop Fuad Twal. He is convinced that every child killed in Gaza is damaging Israel's image and therefore Israel's chance of achieving lasting peace and security more than any of the rockets fired by Hamas into Israeli towns. He says the answer must be found in an end to the occupation and particularly an end to the blockade of Gaza. Let's listen.
My answer is we have to go to the reasons why Hamas launched rocket against Israel. We mustn't never forget that there is a siege on Gaza. We have 1.5 million of people in a prison, and they have 2 hours electricity in the day. They cannot go outside, nobody can go inside. My question to Israel and to the Palestinians, and to myself even at the same time, with this context, it is a context of peace, or it is in context for more violence.
The political situation seems quite bleak there, Philippa. Very briefly, is there anything that the church can really do to help bring about change?
Well, Ima, as you said at the beginning, I'm here at the Tantur Ecumenical Institute. Like Bethlehem University, it was founded in the wake of Pope Paul VI's historic visit to the Holy Land 40 years ago. It's situated on a hill right beside the Israeli wall, dividing Israelis and Palestinians. The aim of this institute is to do exactly the opposite, which is perhaps where some kind of answer may lie. Bringing together, the aim of the institute is to bring together, first of all, Christians of all different denominations, and then to help them learn more about Islam and Judaism, to fulfill that vocation of becoming a bridge between people of all faiths here. We've been listening to Jewish, Muslim, and Christian perspectives on this current crisis, focusing not on the divisions, on this sense of victimhood, which is so prevalent amongst both the Israeli and the Palestinian perspective, but on ways in which religious leaders here really can help to bridge and to bring together people across the various religious, ethnic and political divides.
Seeds for hope there, Philippa. Thank you very much for joining us there from Tantu Ecumenical Institute. And Philippa will be following the visit of the bishops from North America, England and Wales during their annual pilgrimage to the Holy Land during the week.